you are a course creator, think of what is your people's biggest fantasy. If only I had Shanna to take over my membership and she would read every post and she, or whatever, you know, like what is that big fantasy of like, oh my God, if only I had this. And then see how you can systematically create the sense of that.
This is for you, the online business owner who wants to maximize your profit and multiply your impact. I'm Shanna, host of the Community Creators Podcast. I've spent over a decade helping top brands and entrepreneurs create thriving communities that increase their reach, retention, and revenue. This podcast is where I share my best insights and invite you into conversations with the world's leading community creators and cultivators. So grab your favorite mug, fill it up, and let's get started. So if you have an online program, an online course, a membership, a group coaching program, you know how important it is to make sure that your people are making progress towards the transformation that you sold them. Now, there are communities where people think it's fine to just sell people on something and then be completely hands-off, not ensuring that they get the results that they've paid for. This is not one of those communities. And if you've listened to this podcast for any amount of time, you know that's true. We really do care about the progress that our people make, and we want to make sure that we are crafting and cultivating a culture of progress. Now, there's lots of different ways to do this that we talk about on this show, but one of the ways that a lot of people think they need to do this is through something like an accountability group. Well, accountability groups can be challenging to manage. They have a unique dynamic to them. You're dealing with member dynamics, you're dealing with coordinating groups, trying to find the right match, which you'll never be able to do. And so how can you create accountability around the progress that people want to make without using an accountability group? I'm really excited because today I am bringing on my dear friend who is going to share how she does this inside of her fitness community. She has a way of creating accountability without accountability groups. So Una is a dear friend. She is also a multi-award winning fitness expert. She is an author of a best-selling book that's highly acclaimed. In fact, it was just named one of the top 100 fitness books of all time. The book is called Healthy as F. You know what I mean? I can't say it on this show. If you're in the US, you might know it as Ditch the Diet. But Una helps people get healthy, happy, and hot as hell through her revolutionary habits-based approach. What I love about you, Una, is your energy. She brings like this fire energy into everything that she does, and it totally resonates in her brand. So later in the show, or look in the show notes when I share the link to Una's website, I want you to go there just to see how she communicates her brand and her energy all together in this bright, fun personality. You're going to get to see that in everything that she does, and that has created the culture inside of her community. So we could talk about that for days, but on this episode, we're going to get really specific into how you can create accountability without accountability groups. So Una, welcome. Thank you so much for coming and being a guest on the show.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for an incredible intro.
I love it. And look at her. She is representing her brand with this pop of pink that she has on. So fun. Okay. So to get us started, I would love for you to tell us, what is one of the the best communities that you've ever been a part of yourself? And tell us maybe one thing that you really loved about that community.
Oh my gosh. Probably one of the best communities that I've been a part of was when I was an actor and I was part of a traveling theater company, musical theater company. There was about 150 of us and we were cast from all over the world. So there's probably about 26 different countries represented. And we toured all around and we did community service and we sang songs and blah, blah, blah. So, what I loved about it is that it was the people in the group were so diverse, like I said, different nationalities, different age groups, different, but we were all united in this really clear kind of common purpose of putting on the show and what we were trying to accomplish. And because of that, and because we were doing this united purpose in different locations all the time, so everyone was taken out of their element and everyone was put into this entirely new universe where we reunited doing this one thing. So by the end of the year, I mean, we knew each other so well. You could, you know, be in the washroom and look underneath the stall and see that person's shoes and be like, oh, I know who that is. Like, we knew everything about each other. And what was so incredible about the community, I think, is that A, that we were all taken out of our normal situations, which is something you see a lot, you know, in live events, right? When you take people out of their normal, then there's really opportunities for connection, and that we were so clear on this new purpose that we were all united in. So I think that's one of the reasons why that was such a successful community.
Oh, that is so fun. I love how you speak about the diversity and how having that common purpose, which you know this, but I talk about the common cause as one of those key pillars of the community cultivated framework. Go back to episode one, because that's how important it is. It's literally episode one of the podcast. But to see that and then to add on that element, like you said, of taking people out of their typical environment, I'm sure it just makes it that much stickier, that much faster.
It really amplified it. Like, it's at the end of the year where we did some funny checklist of like, who here did something crazy to their hair that they never would have done before? Who here has a best friend that speaks another language? Like, we had all of these things that were just completely, you could tell that it forced us to become different people in this environment. And it was beneficial to everyone.
Oh, that is so good. Okay. So Una, tell me, you've got this incredibly successful fitness business. Tell me a little bit about this business. Who is it you serve and what makes your culture so unique?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So the business is called Fit Feels Good. And it's really about acknowledging the fact that it is about feeling good. You know, a lot of people, I will say most of my people have come to me because they specifically want weight loss. But at the end of the day, why do you want to lose that weight? You want to lose that weight because you think it's going to make you feel a specific way. And most of the chat around weight loss is, okay, well, yes, if you lose these 10 pounds, then you'll feel so confident, blah, blah, blah. And I'm saying, why don't we start with practicing feeling confident? And then let's see what else that happens. So it's about really going for that feeling that you want, as well as, of course, the healthy habits. And I talk about the psychology of creating habits. And so really the culture in our group is very fun. There's a lot of like, and all the workouts are like fun and silly. And I coordinate to like ridiculous songs. And so there's a huge element of the fact that this should feel good. That feeling good is not only our ultimate outcome, but that is the path that you must take in order to get that ultimate outcome. One of the things that I say is no one has ever hated themselves into a body that they love. It just doesn't work. So we have to figure out how to love ourselves now in this body that you're in this moment, and how to have fun and how to feel sexy and confident now. And then you're going to get the body that matches that. But you've got to start with those feelings now. And that's a huge, that's why it's so fun in our group, because that's the whole freaking point, is for it to be fun, right?
Yeah. Oh man, I love this because I'm a total psychology nerd, human behavior nerd, habits nerd. And for you to take all of that and really help them cultivate the mindset before they ever start doing anything to try and lose weight. And then you take something that they probably are a bit begrudging about doing from a fitness perspective, and you make it really fun, which engages them in play, which is a beautiful thing.
Yeah. And I mean, that's how habits are formed, right? You have the trigger, the behavior, the reward. So if we can make it feel inherently rewarding to do their workouts because it's fun, because they post the sweaty selfie afterwards. And that's like, we have goofy, like who can have the biggest post-workout frizz? Who can have the best like plank cleavage? Like we do these stupid things. And so we make it like the whole thing is fun. And then they start to build a positive association with that behavior. And then it's amplified through the community with all of the social rewards that they're getting for posting these things and for this new identity that they're trying on.
Oh. Okay, so these are all bonus tips that you guys are getting, like the plank cleavage and the post-workout hair frizz. So good. I love it. Okay, so tell me about what we're going to talk about today is a specific strategy that you use, I think, inside of your like 28-day transformation challenge. So tell me a little bit about that challenge and then how it leads into your membership so that we have some context for that.
So the 28-day transformation program is exactly that. It's 28 days and it's super prescriptive. I give you the meal plans, the workouts, and we have the community. And during that 28 days, it's a progressive training program and a progressive nutrition program. So by the end of the 28 days, I start you with yin yoga. By the end of the 28 days, you're doing like CrossFit challenges. It's amazing. And the transformation people go through is incredible. And what we were finding is that a lot of people had this objection that they're like, you know, okay, I know it's going to work. I'm totally convinced it's going to work. I'm just not sure that I'm going to do it. Because especially in my industry, maybe in every industry, there's a lot of people are coming in with a pattern of investing in programs and then not following through. And then they've got all of these layers of guilt and blah, blah, blah about it. So I was like, okay, how can we get rid of this I'm not going to do it thing, right? And then also people would use the term, I need more accountability than a group program. And I'm like, what do they mean by accountability? Like, exactly what do we want? So we went in, we were like, we need to create a bonus that gives them the feeling of being babysat a little bit more. Like they really want our eyes on them. And it's a group program, you know? And so they were feeling like, I want someone to really like their eyes on me. And then we also wanted to have a better system for collecting testimonials. So what we created was this bonus accountability contest. And like I said, we positioned it as a bonus. So it's not like part of the core content. They don't have to participate because some people feel shy. And so basically what the bonus accountability contest is that if they sign up for it, at the end of every week, they can send us pictures and their stats and their, you know, compliance to the program and how they're feeling and all that sort of stuff. And if they continue to send us their stats at the end of every week, then they're put into a pool for them to win our membership program, which is the continuity program. After the 28-day transformation, you are offered into our Masters of Fitness Awesomeness program, which is a year-long membership, and it's like next level amazing. And it's, just to give you an idea of price points, the 28-day transformation is $297, and the MFA program, the Masters of Fitness Awesomeness, is $997 or $99 a month.
Okay, so you have the 28-day transformation. You recognize that people, first off, they're asking for more accountability, but what you're hearing, which I just love how you are reading into the what's truly behind what they're saying, which is, I've invested in programs like this 100 times and I've never gotten results. How is this going to be any different? And you see that objection and you see it as an opportunity where you say, we really do want people. We know this is the best program out there for them. We want them to overcome this objection and we want to actually help them get the results. How do we do it? So you created this bonus for them, which is totally optional because you do know there are objections to submitting those stats in the first place, but you create this bonus that feels fun. It feels rewarding. It's a contest. They're able to submit their stats weekly to you. I think you said even a photo too, and then that enters them in to win your membership, which is great seeding, by the way, for that membership program on the back end. It starts helping people see the value because you naturally have to talk about it since it's the reward for the contest. So there's so much that I want to break down about this. So tell me, when people are submitting their information, how are they doing that? Like, have you kept it really simple or do you have like a system for them to be able to submit? What does that look like?
Oh my gosh, that's so simple. So in their original welcome email, we let them know, we're saying, and if you want a little extra accountability, click here to enter our bonus accountability contest. And then we tell them kind of what that is. If they click there, then it puts them into another email automation, which will send them just a little email saying like, hey, it's time to send us your stuff. And that just sends them to a Google form that says, upload your pictures here. Let us know how it's going here. And that's it. It's just, and then that sends once a week.
Okay. Like, super simple. And you could even keep it even more simple. You could have them just reply to the email if you wanted to. But I think having the Google form makes it easier for your team to manage and to collect. So there's definitely advantage for doing that. But having that automation set up where it's like they just click the button in the email that probably gives them a new tag in your email marketing system, which now they're going to be getting this weekly automation of a reminder for them to submit their stats. So you said this comes in the welcome email. Do you ever bring it up or mention it in the sales process for that 28-day transformation?
Yeah, the only way that it's mentioned is in when we talk about the value stacking and we do the bonuses. So for example, when I'm presenting the offer in a webinar, I will say, you know, you read their mind. You say like, I know you've tried stuff like this before. You probably didn't follow through. Listen, I am going to be on you. I am going to be looking at your photos once a week. We're going to blah, blah, blah. And you don't have to submit them if you don't want to. This is totally optional. But if you do, we are going to incentivize you by putting you in the pool for an amazing prize if you follow through and send us your photos. And our team is going to be watching your specific journey. And so we really do, like, we address it in the sales at that point, and then it's listed on the page as a bonus.
Yeah, because I'm sure that comes, like, those objections are coming up in your Q&As and conversations that are happening. And then, like, every bonus should address an objection. This is another one of those that you're talking about. So what percentage would you say of people actually participate in this?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I would say probably about like 30-40%. It wasn't as much as we originally thought would. We thought this would have, like, I don't know, 50 to 75%. And there could be work on our part to really push people to do it, because we have found the people that participate in the bonus accountability are really likely to stay with us and move on to the MFA. In fact, one glitch in our system is because we put these people, they're all in a box to win the MFA. Often, when we go to choose the winner, because we do a random draw thing, that person is already purchased and then we have to refund them. But it's great. It's a good problem to have, because it means that people who are participating in the accountability contest are so engaged and they're so much more likely to do it. So yeah, right now we probably have between 30-40%, and we should be working on getting more people into that.
If you want to create a thriving online community, you need to join my free Community Creators Hub. Inside of this free hub, you're going to get access to a searchable database of every episode of this podcast, as well as my favorite free resources, like my 77 plus connection ideas list, community manager best practices guide, and scripts for video messaging, plus so much more. Discover the tools and the resources that I rely on to grow and manage thriving online communities. Just go to communitycreatorshub.com to get your free access. So you've identified that people who do this accountability type program, as simple as it is, they're more likely to convert to the membership. And my guess is, now this is the total data nerd in me, my guess is that if you looked at their membership retention stats and compared it to those that hadn't participated in this type of accountability through the transformation, they probably have a higher retention rate in your membership as a whole. That's a tough stat to really navigate, but I can imagine that they would just be stickier throughout the lifetime of being in your world, because what they've experienced with your team, that kind of accountability, and you've done exactly what you said you were going to do, which is you helped them create the habit. You've given them that accountability to help create the habit. And so now you're doing what I think is so great as an entrepreneur. You try something new, you throw spaghetti against the wall, you see if it sticks, you're like, hey, this works. You know, maybe it's not as many people are participating in it as I thought, but, you know, initially the goal is to go, does this solve the problem? And it does. It solves the problem of overcoming that objection, of helping people get more results, creating accountability. And now you go, how do I level it up? How do I get more people participating in this element of the program? Because I know it's going to help them get more results. It's going to help them create better habits. It's going to increase their conversions into my program and probably make them stickier in that membership in the long run. So good. Okay. All right. So one of the things I would love to know is, what are the other advantages of doing something like this? Are you able to use that information you're getting from them, like the stories? Like, how have you found these bonus benefits of having this kind of accountability system?
Yeah. So in order for them to qualify for the contest, they have to, of course, submit every week. They also have to give us permission to use their pictures and their stories in our marketing, and they have to post their final pictures in the group. So a few things there. One is that it's so easy for us to gather the stories and the pictures. It sounds like such a small thing, but even having them design, put their own before and after collage, that's work that we don't have to do anymore. And sometimes someone would give us permission, but then they'd be like, oh God, no, not that picture. You know, so this way they choose the picture, they create their collage that they feel really proud of, and they know that this is how it's going to be used. And so it's easy for our team to gather these for sales purposes, but it's actually even more effective that they post their final pictures and their final story in the group, because the engagement that those stories and those pictures get in the group is amazing to animate the group and to kind of show them, like, look, this is the journey we've been on together. Let's continue. So it really helps kind of pull back the curtain. It's like, you know, when they do the cruise and review, where they're like, this is at the end of an event. They're like, look at all the amazing things we've been through in this event. So that's kind of the wrap up awesome feeling that those posts get at the end.
Oh, so good that you're leveraging it in your marketing. You get permission for that from the very beginning, but then they're kind of secretly sending in this progress along the way, which is good because people probably are not proud of what they've done in 1 week or 2 weeks, but you get them to the end of this program and you're like, now you're going to share it publicly. And they put together that before and after, which previously your team was doing. So that is value right there that I think sometimes we forget to measure the value of time and team time that goes into things. So for you to have your community really step in and create those collages in this way, I think is awesome. So there's so much good, and I'm sure so much more good that you're going to find from this program as you begin to scale this little aspect of this transformation. So tell me, if I were a course or membership owner, or let's say I do challenges and I'm trying to incorporate something like this, where I have these weekly accountability checkpoints with my community, what's one piece of advice that you would give to me as I'm starting to try and figure out how to create a program like this for my community?
I mean, I would say in our case, it's super clear. Most people join my program because they want to lose weight. And so then there's that visual. So if someone was like, they have this thought that, oh, if only I had a trainer who was like watching me, who was on me, you know, then I would be successful. So I guess my suggestion would be, if you are a course creator, think of what is your people's biggest fantasy. If only I had Shanna to take over my membership and she would read every post and she, or whatever, you know, like what is that big fantasy of like, oh my God, if only I had this. And then see how you can systematically create the sense of that. And so in our case, we know that they want us to be like, look at their body and they want us to like, see, track their compliance and all that sort of stuff. So we're like, okay, great. We'll create that experience for you. So I think that's, and if you can get the sense of a visual that they would want you to look at, then, you know, have them submit that visual. And you don't even really have to, you certainly don't have to give individualized feedback. You're not promising any of that. You're just saying, I will see this. And that's true. And I think if you give them that sense that they are seen, and let them submit what it is they want you to see, then that's where you start.
Yeah, oh, that being seen goes so far in a community. It's something that we need as people to feel validated. We need to feel seen. And you do that through this. And so I love that advice of thinking about what's like the big ask. Oh, if only I could have this. And then how can we create an aspect of that inside of our community for our people? So good. Well, Una, thank you so much for coming and sharing all of these details of this. I love it because there are so many people out there that understand the heavy lift of an accountability group, and yet they still want to be able to provide accountability. And you found a way to do it, and that is a light lift for your team, and it's building habits that are really great for the people in your community. And then ultimately, it's creating a marketing machine for you as you build these stories as well. So it's absolutely genius. So tell me, I know that you have a Get Fit Starter Kit, and I'm sure there's people listening to this who are like, that girl has amazing energy. This sounds like something that I need, or they just want to experience this. So I talk about this a lot, but you can learn all day long from this podcast, but until you actually experience what these people are talking about, you're really not going to be able to fully embrace the essence of what they're doing. So I really encourage you all to join the transformation and see how she does this, see how she creates this kind of community and accountability. So what's the best way for people to learn more about what you do and how you work in this fitness world?
Oh, sure. Well, I would love to see any of your listeners in the transformation, and they can even get started. I created the Get Fit Starter Kit. And I actually created this for friends of mine who were like, what do I do? So it gives, you know, 5 actions that you can do like right now in 15 minutes online that will get you started. And then tips in order to see results in 1 week. So that's what the Get Fit Starter Kit is, really to be that like kickstart, jumpstart that people need in order to just feel like they're starting to make some progress. And that's totally free. It's at fitfeelsgood.com/community. for your listeners. And I would love to serve any of your people for sure.
Oh, so good. Okay. So fitfeelsgood.com Ollie.com/community. I love that you're very specific. It's just about feeling better, like in 1 week. What can we do in 1 week, which feels really digestible? And then if you want to, and you want to go on with the 28-day transformation challenge, that you can see Una in her element and you can experience this kind of community and accountability, I really encourage you to do that as well, because it's the best way for you to learn how to implement this in your community.
If you have an established membership, you know that retention is the name of the game. When you can keep your customers longer, you increase the lifetime value of each and every customer, which increases your profitability in your business. If you've been wanting to decrease your churn, keep your customers longer, and establish somebody in your business to help really support you on the retention journey, I want you to take a look at my Retain Group Consulting Program. This is crafted specifically to help you establish a solid retention strategy and support a leader on your team that can become the retention leader you've been looking for. Just go to joinretain.com to learn more.
Una, thank you so much for being a part of this. I just appreciate your energy. At the end of a long day of interviews, I'm like, let's end it with Una, because she's going to just brighten my day as we wrap up. So thank you so much, Una.
Oh, you're amazing, dude. Talk to you any day.
Hey friend, thanks for listening. If you like this episode, make sure to subscribe. Then do me a favor and leave a review letting me know what you want to hear more of. To learn more about the show or connect with me, head to shannalynn.com. That's shannalynn.com. Until next time.
If you have an established membership, you know that retention is the name of the game. When you can keep your customers longer, you increase the lifetime value of each and every customer, which increases your profitability in your business. If you've been wanting to decrease your churn, keep your customers longer, and establish somebody in your business to help really support you on the retention journey, I want you to take a look at my Retain Group Consulting Program. This is crafted specifically to help you establish a solid retention strategy and support a leader on your team that can become the retention leader you've been looking for. Just go to joinretain.com to learn more.